Okay, Rabbi Yisai, between today and tomorrow we will, Be'ez Hashem, finish Yeshua, so that on Wednesday, Aleph Adar, we can start Megillas Esther. This parak we learn about the B'nai Godo, B'nai Ruvain, taking leave finally after all these years. And there's a lot to talk about in this parak, but I'm going to bring out the main, what I think is one of the main lessons. It'll also give us a little clarity why Moshe Rabbeinu was so upset. If you remember, they go to Bnei Reuven, when they come to Moshe Rabbeinu, they ask him to get a chelik in Eivor HaYarden, so Moshe Rabbeinu laces into them. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, he reminds them the story of the Miraglim, and he equates them to the Miraglim. He tells them, don't you remember what happened? And then he says, ah, kamtem tachas anoshim, you can't. Now you're replacing them, you're substituting for them, for the terrible thing the Miraglim did. The Miraglim did a shrek l'chazach. The Miraglim, they dissuaded Klal Yisrael from going into Eretz Yisrael. But they go to Bnei Reuven, obviously, first of all, obviously their request was sensible. The raya is that the Eibishter said they should take and get that chelik. Rav Eliyahu Dessler, Zatzal, is marach about the Bnei Godo Bnei Reuven. He says that was their mission. They were supposed to get that land. They were supposed to get that land. So what's the problem? But Moshe Mamish laces into them. And now when it comes time to go home, Yeshua Ben Nun has to call them and tell them to go home. This is like, if you have an off Shabbos, I think the Menahal said he's canceling this off Shabbos. No, what's that? Huh? I thought we're canceling it. We're canceling it? He says, yeah. Any other votes for canceling the off Shabbos? Oh, Kavaldik. Anyway, Lemaisa, I don't know that this ever happens in yeshiva, that the Menahal has to call in the Olam and tell them to leave for the Shabbos off. That the Olam stays. But that's what it says over here. Oz Yikro Yeshua L'Ruveni V'Lagodi V'Lachatzi Shevet Menashe V'Yoyim Elohim Atem Shmaltem Eskosher Tzivo Eschem Moshe V'Tishmu V'Koyli. And then he goes on, Lo Yazavtem Esacheichem Zeyomim Rabim. So, Yeshua Ben Nun, it marvels. He marvels at the Bnei Godo Bnei Reuven. Even though, what did they do? They kept their promise. They kept their promise. They didn't leave early for the off Shabbos. They stayed. But he says, Atem Shmartem Iskor Asher Tziva Eschem Moshe Eved Hashem. And then he says, Vatishmu B'Koyli. And then he says, Lo Yazavtem Esacheichem Zeyomim Rabim. Shkoyach. That was the deal. That was the deal. So Rabbi Yisai, if you look in Chazal, you see an unbelievable thing, which is muchach from the whole story. Moshe Rabbeinu made a deal with Bnei Godo Bnei Reuven that they cannot get the chelik in Eivor HaYarden until they help the Jews conquer the land in Eretz Yisrael. Right? That was the deal. And Moshe had a whole cheshbon, but that was the deal. And that's the famous Tanai Bnei Godo Bnei Reuven. That's where we learn Mishpatei Atanoim. That's where we learn Mishpatei Atanoim from Bnei Godo Bnei Reuven. So this was an ironclad Tanai, okay? That if they wouldn't have kept the deal, they would have lost their inheritance. So it's not a chiddush at all that they kept the deal. They had to keep the deal. Otherwise they would lose their land. But there's an unbelievable espivus. The espivus is that Klal Yisrael had 7 years to conquer, and then 7 years of division. That's called the Sheva Shekivshu and Sheva Shechilku, right? But they go to Bnei Reuven's deal, according to the Medrash, was only for 7 years. Ad asher isnachel Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a condition with them that they have to go with us to Eretz Yisrael to fight the war. And once the land is conquered, they're free to go home. And you're not talking about staying for another week, another 7 years. B'nei Gadu, B'nei Reuven stayed another 7 years. Nervoyim. But I'll tell you something that bothered me. And it wasn't until I saw this Rebbe Yehuda Dessler maybe, I don't know, 40 years ago, that I was Nishashiv. But the Kashiv, if you want to know how long I have this Kashiv, Tovshin Lamed Dalet. The first time I learned Sefer Yeshua. The Kash I had. Because we learned in the Kamenet Zachedo, we used to learn Navi. That was actually, Navi was English. It's part of the English curriculum. English was called, the person who taught us English, he was called the Schreiber. Like a Chazal, you call it a Sefer. He was the English teacher. The Rebbe was called the Rebbe. And the English teacher was called the Schreiber. The Schreiber was also a guy who was from Erlach, everything. He was clean shaven. That was his Zach. He was clean shaven. And the kids looked at him like, I remember one of the kids asked him if he uses a razor. You know, a tar. He got very upset. He was an Erlach Yid. And he taught us what they called the curriculum was Yalduteinu. That was, I don't know if they still have it, but that's what it was then. Yalduteinu, that was part of my English curriculum. Yalduteinu was Tanakh, basically. Sefer Yeshua. So in the Yalduteinu, it said this, accurately said, that B'nai Gadu B'nai Reuven stayed another 7 years. And now we understand why Yeshua B'nun makes such a big deal about them. He says, Shmatem, you kept the deal, and you listen to me, and then he makes Lo azavtem es achichem ze yomim rabim ad hayom hazeh. Yeah, it's a very big deal. They didn't just keep the deal. They extended it double. They stayed another 7 years. So again, I was a little kid. Now probably the kasha would have bothered me even more. But as a little kid, I was thinking, so you have a father who went away from his family for 7 years, and now the time is up. I guess I was envisioning, I love my father very much. I was envisioning my father being away for 7 years. He sends a telegram home. My time is up, but I'm staying for another 7 years. Something very wrong. Would any of you like that? I mean, some of you, Mr. Amor, would like that. But if you like it, it's not a good sign. It means something's very unhealthy going on, right? If I see a guy not going home to his wife at night and hanging out in the shul or hanging out in the... So, if he's by a shir and he's a rush after the shir to run home to his wife, that's a good siman. If the guy just hangs out in the shul, not a good siman. It's usually something he doesn't want to be home about. Right? The guy should want to be home. He has his wife, he has the kids, he has a family. So I was thinking, I can't tell you for sure because they're going back a lot of years ago. Tov Shalom Adalit is a lot of years ago. Right? So I can't tell you exactly what my kasha was, but it was either along the lines, what was wrong here? Something's wrong with this picture. Or it bothered me, what right did they even have to do that? A chutzpah. Even Rebbe Akiva went home. His wife, he heard his wife say, go back, so he went back. Rebbe Akiva went home. So here you're talking about 2.5 Shvatim. They're away from their family for 7 years. And that was the deal. And then they say, hey, you know what? We'll make a shtickle extension. Another 7 years. What is going on? And Chazal praised them for this. It's not Stam. Chazal praised them. Now, I mean, imagine how you would feel at the end of 7 years. It's like that last Thursday, second Seder before Rosh Shabbos. You know the afternoon? Those last 20 minutes are so hard of yeshiva. Right? Those last 20 minutes, right? It's not hard now to be in yeshiva on Monday, even as a Shabbos off. Thursday night, there's a Shabbos off. It's not hard now. Wednesday's a shtickle antsy. Thursday morning, Nach Shvara, for those that keep the rules. And then as it gets closer to whatever the Zman is the night saying the Thursday or no? So at 8:45, Zevelta Bissel, then the Rebbe gets up to speak. Then his mom is platzed. I'm platzed from them. You're talking about at the end of 7 years, platzing to go home. They stay for another 7 years. But it's not finished yet. So you think, okay, Shane, something very wrong here. Well, the 2.5 Shvatim, they were all miserable marriages that they didn't want to go home. What's going on? But it's not the end yet. The Pasuk says, Vayivorchem Yeshua, he blesses them and he sends them home. Vayishalchem, Vayochulem, he sends them home. Fine. Then, Nochamol, Vayayim Aleim and the Chosim Rabbim, Shivulachem Loyalechem, Vayashuvu Vayim. The whole story starts again. Vayivorchem, Nochabroche. I thought he already told them. So Chazal over here in the Medrash, Taka asked the Kasha. And there are two pshatim in Chazal. Okay, two pshatim in Chazal. Both of them are mamish a chiddush nifle. One pshat Chazal say the following. Mikan, this is a medrash rabbe. Mikan, the Talmud shenot al mirshus mi rabbi lachzol lebeisoi. Finis akev oid yoim echod, chayim lachzo velito rishus koidim yitzios. The Medrash Rabba says, Yeshubanun sent them away the day before. They slept over, they left in the morning. Now it's a new day. They need permission again. Back to the Manal. How many times does the Manal have to give rishus twice for the same thing, for a guy to leave? Has it ever happened? No. The Manal's already a Manal for quite a few years. Right? Never happened to me either. I never had to give a guy rishus twice. Never happened. All my years. Got all kinds of weird things. Right? But that mishunah, that's like Karen on steroids. I never had a guy come to me and ask me rishus to leave, and then come back to me again to make sure I still give him rishus to leave. Never happened. I had cases where I told a guy he can't leave. And either he heard that I said he could leave, or he came back for clarification. But I never told the guy he couldn't leave and he came back for clarification. But the Medrash says, Mikan, L'talmud shekibol rishus mirabi lachzol lebeisoi, chayiv lachzol velito rishus koidim yitziyosei. Tichsiv ha-yivorchem. You see, Yeshua Ben Nun gave them another bracha, this was the right thing to do. So that's one pshat in the Medrash. It's like, these guys can't leave. They can't leave. 7 years, they stay for another 7 years. Yeshua Ben Nun give to benches, then they stay another night, go back again. Well, what are you doing? Go home. What's your problem? But you're not finished yet. The Medrash brings on another opinion. Omar Rab Yudon, Shevet Ruvein v'gol b'nei Pamal Yeshua Yeshua. Yeshua Ben Nun felt a responsibility to them. And Yeshua Ben Nun b'chvoido yuv'atzmoi, he accompanied them back to their territory. He walked them all the way to the Yarden. V'livo oisom ad ha'yarden. You hear a chazal. Yeshua Ben Nun accompanied b'nei Gadu b'nei Ruvain until the Jordan. Then, that's a long time. That's not a little, that's a long distance. So for Shteitzach, when Yeshua Ben Nun left, there was a big oilam. It was a very big oilam. But the oilam got smaller. A lot of times you have enthusiasm at the beginning. 25 years ago when I got into exercise, it was during the summer. So we were in a camp. Anybody had a kasha, I made a deal with them. By lunch, when I run, get yourself a pair of sneakers. And you'll jog with me. Right? And I jogged slower than I usually jog to keep up, to help the oilam keep up. Right? So the beginning, when I started jogging, I had 8 guys that used to come run with me. But Lamaisa, I took a 6-mile jog. So after half a mile, my chever got much smaller. By the end of the jog, I was bechvoidi yuvatzmi. Right? I was alone. So Yeshua Ben Nun, if he would have walked them a mile, Ganz klar ist so gone. Who's not going to go? Yeshua Ben Nun. But he went to the Jordan. That's not a Gishmaka trip. So Chazal say, Nismaya Pamalia. So Yeshua ben Nun, his group, the group that was going with Yeshua ben Nun to accompany Yeshua while he accompanies Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain, Nismat Pamalia Shaloi. So what did Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain do? They walk him back. And these guys, I mean, come on! Go home! Now, Yeshua ben Nun walks them all the way to the Yarden, and now they decide they're going to walk him back. Because he doesn't have such a big oil. Imagine telling that to your Rebbe. You were supposed to come back 7 years ago. They can't leave. They divide them. So the Nezer HaKodesh here on the Medrash, he says, I don't understand. And then what? Then they're going to walk back again? Then Yeshua ben Nun walk them back again? Then they're going to walk him back again? What? So he says it was a group. It wasn't everybody. It was Mikzas Bamalia. Heen and hell. So according to this Mandom in the Medrash, this was the second bracha that Yeshua ben Nun gave them. Was when they walked him back all the way from the Yarden back to where Yeshua ben Nun was, Timnah Serach, all the way back. If you look at a map, this was a distance. They walked him all the way back. What's the tzachta? So Abay said, the pshat here is that there's a tremendous lesson to be learned from Bnei God to Bnei Reuven. Tremendous lesson. And it explains everything. Rav Eliyahu Dessler, going back to Rav Eliyahu Dessler, he says, Bnei God to Bnei Reuven were right. For a rioter, Baruch Hashem was masking to them. That their place was supposed to be Eivah Yarden. That's where they were supposed to be. And that's the land Hashem had for them. Right? So what was the mistake? So the old Dessler says, if you look in Chazal, they bring a pasuk that it was called a Yerusha Behola. A Yerusha that they rushed into. They did the right thing. Bnei God and Bnei Reuven did the right thing. But you know what it is to leave Klal Yisrael? You know what it is to leave Klal Yisrael? It's not a pasuk. You don't make a decision like that. It was done hastily. So the tain on Bnei God and Bnei Reuven was that it wasn't done with a, you know, sitting properly and going through the parasha be'in before just walking away. That's the taina. In Hoshana, we have a special Hoshana on Sukkos. Hoshana nefesh b'holo Hoshana. Right? Not to be mavuo. Rushed. When people make hasty decisions, it's always the most stupid decision. It's the way it always is. And unfortunately, when people have pressure, then they make quick decisions, and that's, as I told you many times, I work the other way around. The more dachkustic a situation is, the more of a difficult situation, I go into a very calm place. I become almost comatose, kimat. That's how calm I get. And my cheshbon is very simple. I taught this to the Rebbetzin when we weren't even married yet. I picked her up for Shabbos. She was coming to spend Shabbos kala by my house. You guys will learn that when you kala, you bring your kala to your parents for the first Shabbos, they're very nervous. The kala is very nervous. Wants to make sure everything is proper. Anyway, we got into a little fender bender in Brooklyn. So the trip already got delayed by an hour and a half. Just an accident. Anyway, then there was traffic like there never was. So we're crossing the George Washington Bridge with a half hour to Shabbos. For Shteitzach, rightfully so, the Rebbetzin was a little bit nervous. You know, because this keeps up, we're not making it to Mutz. And if somehow it opens up, we may just make it to Mutz. There's not going to be time for makeup and adjustments and mises. For a woman, it's a whole different parish. What's a guy? For a woman, it's filazaka. It's not posh. You don't just walk in. I was at my hand on the wheel singing songs in the car. And I'm not a big singer. I was singing. And she looked at me, she goes, Pitzal, why aren't you nervous? Like, is this denial? I said, it's not denial, it's the opposite of denial. I said, right now we have a half hour with the Shabbos. In 40 minutes, if we're not there, I got to pull over to the side of the road. Right? That's it. Right? So, we're going to have some decisions to make. Halavai, the Amish of Telfin, will make it there, everything's going to be gewaltig on time. Then there's nothing to be nervous about. Baruch Hashem, gewaltig. Elamai, in 25 minutes, we're going to be sitting in the car on the Palisades Parkway, exit 5, Orangeburg. Right? What do we do now? Let's have a choice. Either I could make that decision when I'm relaxed, singing Zmiris, or I could make that decision when I'm... and do something totally stupid. I want to be as calm when I make that decision. I should be relaxed. Not nervous. Relaxed. Nervous doesn't help a decision. Calm. She bought it. The Rebbetzin bought it. Maisa made it back on time. With 10 minutes, she was even able to put on makeup. Afilu makeup. Afilu makeup loy chasa. It wasn't shisha chadoshim b'shem and amol. The shisha chadoshim b'avsam v'samukhi anoshim. But it was fine. It was a beautiful Shabbos. That's talking away, I go to very calm mode. Calm. Behol is the worst. And unfortunately, people are, is when they need to have the most seichel, they get the most nervous. So when you need to make the most rational decision, you become irrational. So that's not a good thing to do. So the taina they go to Bnei Reuven is to leave Klal Yisrael is not a pasha tzach. So the Novi says the taina was that it was a Yerusha Mevuhalas. That was Moshe's taina to Klal Yisrael. Now we put a whole new spin on everything that's going on. Bnei Gadu, Bnei Reuven took the Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu. He told them, guys, it wasn't the wrong decision, but it wasn't done properly. It was done in haste. You don't leave Klal Yisrael without Shiva Nekiyah, without thinking thoroughly, going through. What was the kapora? The opposite of haste. Mamish Shiva Nekiyah before you leave Klal Yisrael. They stayed there, they made sure the Yerusha was done properly, make sure the Kibush was done properly, get Rishus from Yeshua Benun, walk him back. What Bnei Gadu, Bnei Reuven did was, they reversed all the damage that they did, which is really what a person is supposed to do when they have a problem. They have to go, like the Rambam says, you have to go to the other extreme. So when you take that spin and you look at the story that happened in our Perek, it mamish enlightens the whole thing. And it's a lesson in life. Because very often when people have a problem, they like to flirt with their problem. If a person has a drinking problem, so they like to, I'm going to do less. Right? I'm going to, instead of drinking a lot, I'll drink a little. Yeah, that's people's teva. Right? Let's try to, a little less. They like to eat a lot, so I'm still going to eat the things that I like. I'm not giving up my stuff. But we'll do a little less of that. And I mean the chocolate sundae without the caramel on top. Just two layers of toppings. Be mamaya to toppings. Instead of 3 amas, the ice cream will be 2 amas. People think, doesn't work like that. All those people, they stay a couple of amas wide. All those people that are just mamaya to amas from the top, they stay a couple amas wide. Right? Doesn't work like that. Anybody had a drinking problem knows? You have, and this is Outstate and Rambam. They think the addiction professionals think that they came to the chab. They call it, cold turkey. It's a Rambam. The Rambam says if you have a problem, it's a teva adam. If you have a problem, you must go to the other extreme. If you want to really get rid of the problem, that area was your weakness, don't flirt with your weakness. The opposite. Go to the other extreme. Bnei Gadu, Bnei Reuven said, we had a problem of Behola that we rushed into separating ourselves from Klal Yisrael. We will not leave Klal Yisrael until we feel fully comforted that Klal Yisrael completely settled. And that was a tshuva of Bnei Gadu. And that's why Yeshua ben Nun praises them. He goes back and he says, you listened to Moshe. What does he mean he listened to Moshe? Not the deal. The deal was done 7 years ago. But Shmatem, you listened to Moshe's Musar. The fact that you're still here means you heard Moshe's lesson. And this will give us an explanation. Tomorrow we're going to go into the Karban, the Mizbeach that they built. By the yard, and this will give us a whole new understanding in that Shlav. We know that tomorrow we'll finish up Sefer Yeshua. Yasha.